W. Ian, how are you doing on this Tuesday morning?
Over here, can't complain. You?
Hey, I guess I was just wishing I was still in bed. At least for another hour or two, that'd be all right. But I'm on my way to work. That's the way it goes.
It's been raining.
Yesterday at the house, I mean, it wasn't nothing major, but it was definitely a little bit.
The house last night, it was raining this morning when I got up, about 4 o'clock. Let the dog out.
I'll have to wash the truck, though.
One family of grandkids came over on Saturday for the middle one's birthday. He turned 12, so we did that. And then Sunday, the other group came over and had to do their swap and everything. And then I had to work on the son's car. I had to help him put a lug stud in one of the hubs. And man, that was a catastrophe. Really poor engineering on that one.
Like a busy weekend then.
And I guess I'm running down to Belton to help the son put a little tin roof over their deck.
Down to get those kind of projects done, that way it's nice and cool outside.
Ain't too bad. I think it's only supposed to be about 80 over the weekend, so that'll be good.
And if I was gonna do something outside, I'd rather do it then than when it's 90-plus degrees outside, humid as all get out. Look up this week, like right now, it's like mid-60s during the day where we were dipping down in the 50s last week.
Out Thursday, it's supposed to be up close to 90. Mobile. KN4 GFW.
KO4 CF.
Andrew, how are you guys doing? I've already had some fun getting caught in rolling stops this morning on 85 South. I can't believe they're still doing this, even though the road is finished.
Going to get finished with it.
85 is going to be in perpetual construction mode.
You're right. They're never going to finish it, but it was like Atlanta in the 80s, you know, when they were building Spaghetti Junction. That took like 20 years to do.
For ZLE Mobile. Good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well.
Doing good all so far.
W2JKT.
65. How's this thing sounding this morning? First time I've actually had a conversation on it.
As far as I can tell, I mean, my direction of travel is not good for repeater. It cuts in and out, but I mean, it seems like it's doing fine.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I like it. It's got the speaker and stuff on the front of it. My little cards, kind of a semi-compact unit, but the speaker's on the front of it, so I can hear it much better, and I didn't have to put an auxiliary speaker on it.
Speaker mounted underneath the driver's seat.
Get it where I can hear it, and the small speaker, that I get was small, and it's had a really weird hollow sound to it. So I ended up putting my ICOM back in my truck, and so I got this Yaesu in here now. Been happy with it so far.
Double at the beginning.
Like that if I doubled on somebody. But now I put my ICOM back in my truck, but the speaker that I kept looking at, you know, small enough to actually go in the car and not take up too much room, had a really bad hollow sound to it. So the wifey actually ended up getting me this Yaesu. So I put my combat truck at the Yaesu in here, so that's the FT-3165. Pretty good radio so far.
Internal with my FTM-400, I wish it had that front firing speaker, but it doesn't. The downside for it was if you got the dual VFOs, it has to have two different channels on the speaker. You can't hear the second channel. I thought it was the craziest thing. I ordered one of those little cheap Amazon external speakers, and that sounded so tingy, but on top of that, it wouldn't hear the second VFO.
It's going to have a hollow sound to it, but no, it's actually got a good, you know, decent sound to it, so.
Manufacturer go with the detached head with a front firing speaker. I mean, you don't see many of them.
Kenwood used to make back in the 80s and 90s. And I think they quit making it maybe in the, I think you can get it as late as like 2010. I forget the model number, but it's amazing, amazing speaker. I've got one in my truck, one in my car, and one in my wall at home for my my unit there. Great sounding speaker. You know, it handles vocal frequencies just great. It's not, you know, doesn't have enough low frequency to sound muddled all the time. And even though I've got this speaker underneath my console, it still sounds pretty great.
To me, it's just right. You know, I've got a lot of hearing damage from competitive shooting back in the day, plus the drag racing and stuff, not using the proper hearing protection. But, yeah, I mean, it's got a really good sound to it. It's good, clean, and crisp. So, but like I said, I'm pretty happy with it so far. I've got the 3185 version of it in the house that I'm using as a base station now. And again, it's, which I do have an external speaker on it, but it seems to be doing really well too.
Released any more information on that new Kenwood that's coming out?
Which one, the 750?
Remember the model code off the top of my head, that new mobile unit they were coming out with.
75 handheld in a mobile box with a 50-watt amplifier in it.
I'd like to see more use of it outside the little glass box they keep them in at the ham fest.
What I like about it is the format of the head unit. It's very tall and very wide and very large, and there's just nowhere in my car that I can put it.
That being a problem. I swapped from my FTM-400 anyway, but that's probably the closest thing that looks like it'd be interesting. This morning.
Three, what was that?
It was pretty busy. You didn't hold that group back long enough. Thoughts of America.
Where that is?
90 exit. I don't know. Was it 63? I think. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't do landmarks very well. I can't remember the names of stuff that I drive by every day because it just gets ignored in my brain. But, yeah, I'm running late today. I'm still up here at 78 because there was that rolling stop that lasted about 15 minutes. So I'm playing catch-up still. I'm here at exit 72, no, 78 even. Gosh.
I had to get up early, get the car over to the Pullman Center, and 85 wasn't that many people on it. Sleep out there.
I'm getting ready to get up on 85. I'm coming up on it now.
Before I forget, I've got a public service announcement. If any of you guys have kids, and if any of those kids are playing Roblox online, you got to get them off of it right now. I was approached by a predator over the summer and was being groomed, and we noticed he was, you know, pulling away, spending all of his time in his room, and then we finally caught up with it over this past weekend, and these people are serious. We spent the weekend reading like 70,000 messages between them on this other platform, Discord, and apparently what they do is they approach the kids on Roblox and lure them to this other platform that has ephemeral messages, and they commence a building relationship and just trying to groom the kid and get him to leave the house and run away. And we got to it just in time. So, you know, Roblox, and we started looking into it, and there's all these lawsuits against Roblox because they have literally no oversight and no moderation, and they just let anybody talk to anybody. And, you know, it's a pretty fertile breeding ground for predators to approach children.
Roblox, and I enabled the parental feature on Discord, so they added somebody new. I get an email of who they've been in contact with and stuff.
That parental feature existed on Discord. I'll have to look into that. I mean, not that they're allowed to use the computer anymore, but, you know, if we do ever let them back on, I'll have to make sure to look into that.
Tag is my youngest son. He just start adding random friends and talking to them, and, you know, of course it's young kids that he's talking to, but, you know, that's what he would always say, but I don't trust it, and didn't like him adding random people that he didn't know.
Yeah, nobody on the internet is who they say they are, and you know, these people were pretending to be like 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old boy, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden it's, oh, yeah, come meet me in Wadesboro, North Carolina, this pizza place, you know, 2 hours away from your home. Because, you know, what they do is they gain their trust and then get them to start, you know, giving them personal information, like where they live, where they go to school. Then, you know, like they had our kid giving them our pet's names and photos and telling them his little brother's name and where they go to school and all this other stuff. I'm like, come on, guys. You know, nobody is going to be, you know, probing you for this kind of information, you know, in the way they were doing it. I mean, there was like, it was like a Q&A almost. And, but yeah, the only reason we found out about it is because, you know, our kid realized that they were also getting him to do some shady stuff online, and he thought he was going to get in trouble, so he connected his Google account to some, you know, lawyer app, and I got a notification, because we use Family Link on his phone, so I get a notification anytime he connects a third-party app to his Google account, and, you know, I got this notification. I'm like, what the hell is this? Why is he trying to get in touch with a lawyer? And that's when we started, you know, really interrogating him and finally got out of him that he's been talking to these people and they've been getting him to do stuff online that's pretty shady. So, yeah, big, big mess. But it all started on Roblox because, you know, there's basically no guardrails at all.
Figured it out. I'm starting to get it unraveled.
Kids use that some. I'm not sure if they do it online or how they do it.
Get them off of it because, you know, 100%, I guarantee you they're talking to predators on there.
4ZLA, yeah, it's really sad that the sickos that are out here in this world is preying on kids. Luckily, all mine are adults now, and the grandbabies are, you know, they're too young to do mess with any of that stuff, but it's just sad how, you know, people use technology as a weapon. It's just sicko.
Yeah, we traced one of the phone numbers that's been texting him, and it comes back to, like, this 53-year-old guy in Conover, North Carolina, which isn't too far from where my wife works. So, you know, these people are close. And, you know, I think what they do is they figure out where you live, and then they bring somebody into the conversation who's local to the kid to start grooming and trying to get them to leave the house so they can be abducted into trafficking and stuff. It's just really, really scary.
Unfortunate reality of nowadays, you got to be so vigilant, it ain't funny, and, you know, technology's opened it up a lot, so. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I got to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning this week. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good day, KN4TFW.
Good day this morning. Have a great day. Sorry for the soapbox. We'll talk to you later, WTJKT.
Andrew, be safe out there, man. KQ4ZLE. ZLE. Yeah, we have one, you know, that'll come into the ER, and we have a lot of key things that we watch for with a lot of these kids and stuff that are being trafficked. We've actually, I guess you'd say rescued, but we've three or four here in the past couple years that we've actually come in that we knew and realized something was wrong, and one of the groomers happened to be with them in a lot of the cases. And so we were able to take action and actually do something about it. I don't know if hopefully the kid ended up completely out of it, which never know in the long run.
Yeah, that's great that you guys can watch out for that stuff. I've taken, over the past few years, I mean, I've taken, there are all kinds of training courses you can go to learn how to recognize trafficking. Because, you know, I spend a lot of time on the road. You know, get off at a lot of gas stations and rest areas and stuff, and like there's a lot of stuff that you can see in these places that most people don't notice, but little subtle signs of trafficking. So I mean, I don't think I've ever seen any actual trafficking, but you know, I'm always, you know, keeping my eye out for stuff like that.
Scary, man. It's really sad and scary of how much it does go on. It's just crazy. I just feel like there's a special place down under for people that can do a child that way or harm a child in any kind of way.
Hard to think of, but, you know, a lot of the predators are other teenagers. I was watching, you know, we were watching a YouTube video about a big case in Florida right now. This, I think, I can't remember if he is 15 or 16 or 17, somewhere in there, but this teenage kid was collecting, child, you know, pornography on his phone. He had like 15 different phones and, you know, 20 different Discord accounts, and like he made it was almost like a sport to him of approaching children. and getting them to send pictures and stuff like that. It was pretty sick. And, you know, this kid's a teenager, so, you know, they could start young.
Uses for it, but more than likely was probably groomed as a child himself. A lot of times that's usually the case. Not always, but usually the case.
Yeah, people were trying to do with our kid. They were trying to get him to do shady stuff online. They were trying to get him to help, like, steal Roblox accounts and stuff. But then it just starts there, and then, you know, it goes on, and it moves on from there. So I'm just glad we caught it.
Well, thank the good Lord for that. KQ4ZLE.